Chapter 6, The Death of Love. It was long past noon when he awoke. His servant came in softly with a cup of tea and some letters. He noticed that one was from Lord Henry and put it aside. After about 10 minutes, he got up, had a cool bath, got dressed, and went into the library to have a light breakfast. It was an exquisite day. He felt perfectly happy. Suddenly, his eye fell on the screen that he had put in front of the portrait, and he jumped. Was it all true? Had the portrait really changed? The thing was absurd. Should he move the screen? Why not let it stay there? But what if someone else looked at the portrait and it had really changed? What would he do if Basil came and asked to look at his own picture? He had to examine it at once. He locked both doors and then removed the screen. It was true. The portrait had changed. He shuddered with horror and felt afraid. The portrait had made him conscious of how cruel and unjust he had been to Sybil. He went to the table and wrote a passionate letter to her, begging her forgiveness and accusing himself of madness. When we blame ourselves, we feel that no one else can blame us. When Dorian had finished the letter, he felt that he had been forgiven. Suddenly there was a knock at the door, and Lord Henry's voice outside.
My dear boy, I must see you.
Dorian put the screen in front of the picture and unlocked the door.
I'm so sorry about it all, Dorian,
said Lord Henry.
But you mustn't think too much about her.
Do you mean Sybil Vane?
Dorian asked.
Of course,
answered Lord Henry, sitting down and slowly pulling off his gloves.
It's terrible, but it isn't your fault. Did you go and see her after the play was over?
Yes.
Did you have an argument?
It was brutal, Harry. Perfectly brutal. But it's all right now. I'm not sorry for anything that happened. It's taught me to know myself better.
Ah, Dorian, I'm so glad you see it that way.
My dear Harry, I know what a conscience is now. It's the most divine thing in us. I want to be good. I don't want to destroy my soul.
I admire your intentions, but how are you going to begin?
By marrying Sybil Vane.
Marrying Sybil Vane?
Cried Lord Henry.
Dorian, didn't you get my letter?
Your letter? Oh, yes, but I haven't read it yet.
You know nothing, then.
What do you mean?
Lord Henry sat down by Dorian, took both his hands, and held them tightly.
Dorian, my letter was to tell you that Sybil Vane is dead.
Dead?
Cried Dorian, jumping to his feet.
Sybil? Dead? It's not true. It's a horrible lie.
It's true, Dorian,
said Lord Henry gravely.
It's in all the morning papers. There will be an inquest, and you must keep your name out of this scandal. Things like this make a man fashionable in Paris, but not in London.
Dorian was dazed with horror. Finally, he said,
Oh, Harry, be quick. Tell me everything at once.
I'm certain it wasn't an accident, although it must be described that way officially. The girl swallowed some poison.
Harry, it's terrible. It's all my fault. I was terribly cruel to her. I've murdered Sybil Vane.
You didn't kill her, Dorian,
said Lord Henry.
She killed herself because you didn't love her anymore. It's never happened to me. If you'd married Sybil, you would have been very unhappy and your marriage would have been a failure. Don't waste your tears on Sybil Vane. She's played her last part. Come and dine with me, and later we'll go to the opera.
So I've murdered Sybil Vane. Yet the roses are not less lovely and the birds sing just as happily. Why is it that I can't feel this tragedy as much as I want to? I don't think I'm heartless, do you?
You've done too many foolish things in the last fortnight to be heartless, Dorian,
said Lord Henry, with his sweet, sad smile. There was silence. After some time, Dorian looked up.
You've explained me to myself, Harry. How well you know me. You're certainly my best friend. But we won't talk about this any more. It's been a marvellous experience. I think I shall join you at the opera tonight, Harry. I feel too tired to eat anything.
I'll see you before 9:30, I hope.
As soon as Lord Henry had left, Dorian moved the screen and looked at the picture again. No, there was no further change. It had received the news of Sybil's death before he had known of it himself. Poor Sybil. She had died for love of him. He felt that the time had come for making his choice. Or had life already decided for him? Eternal youth, infinite passion, secret pleasures, wild joys, and wilder sins. He would have all these things. The portrait would carry all the shame. That was all. The portrait would be a magic mirror of his soul. An hour later, he was at the opera with Lord Henry.